Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
When a 2018 World Cup winner is announced in Moscow on Sunday, one thing's for sure, the team with the trophy for the fourth consecutive Men's World Cup in a row will be from Europe. Four countries are left to fight it out in the semifinals: France, Belgium, Croatia, and England. But European success on the field isn't just a measure of a team's star power. Jules Boykoff is a former professional soccer player and professor of politics and government at Pacific University in Oregon. Jules, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
So it doesn't seem like the World Cup, but the Euro Cup or the Euro Mundial, which was one how Spanish language newspaper called it this weekend. Is it a surprise that we're left with these teams again?
Well, in some ways it is, given the recent success of teams, especially from Latin America. But on the other hand, it isn't a surprise because there are some significant advantages that European football countries hold. And one of them is definitely money. This World Cup has demonstrated over and over again that soccer is essentially politics by other means, but it's also economics by other means. These European powers have high-tech training programs, robust youth academies, strong, well-funded domestic soccer leagues that all benefit the European powers. You know, just one example, they have these high-tech automated cages that zip in soccer balls from different angles, and the player is meant to control and pass it and sort of to teach them the ineffable elements, the creative elements of soccer. A lot of the poorer nations economically just simply don't have that. And so that's definitely one factor at work here. The other one I would say is that there's sort of a colonial boomerang effect that we're seeing at this World Cup that's definitely benefited European countries. So successful European teams in the semifinals have poached players essentially from the talent pools of their former colonial empires. Plus, if you look at World Cup rosters in European soccer powers, there's no question that immigration has benefited them. Immigration, that's a legacy of colonialism. So you look at France, for example, 17 players on their roster were born to first-generation immigrants. Same for Belgium, with glorious players like Romelu Lukaku and Vincent Kompany, whose families immigrated from Congo. And then there's Marouane Fellaini and Nasser Chadli, whose heritage is Moroccan. These are some of the stars of the Belgian team and not bit players.
And I'm wondering, you know, given the political landscape right now, not just in the United States, but particularly in Europe with Brexit and racism and increasingly far right, how are these players being received?
Well, it's very mixed. I mean, this is sort of a battle for the identity of England right now, if you mention Brexit. But you have to look at this roster and say that were it not for the diversity of the English team, they would not be in the semifinals. The success of England's team should be read, I think, as a direct rebuke of the insular sentiments that animate Brexit. Maybe another example of Brexiteers getting mugged by reality. So there is a discussion in England right now. There are many players on the England team who have roots outside of England. Even Harry Kane has Irish roots, the big scorer who may well win the Golden Boot for most goals scored in the tournament. Raheem Sterling, another star, was born in Jamaica. Dele Alli's father is Nigerian. So this has really jump-started some important conversations that are happening right now in England, for sure.
Jules, what's the most exciting team that's left for you? Who are you paying attention to going into the end of this?
Yeah, well, I'm excited about Belgium. I think they have just some superstars, including Romelu Lukaku, who is just a really smart player. He can affect a game without even touching the ball by his smart runs and the way he can let a ball through his legs. So I'm excited about Lukaku. I think Croatia is interesting as well. They've had some players speaking out on politics, and before the tournament, their football administration was complete mayhem, so it's a bit of a surprise that they're in the finals. So no matter what, it's going to be exciting, so looking forward to it.
Jules Boykoff, former professional soccer player and a professor at Pacific University in Oregon. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.